talking there to Julian Waraka. You're listening to the BBC World Service. This is James Menendez with NewsHour. Now, an outbreak of salmonella traced to baby formula in France has become global. The French dairy giant Lactalis has had to recall more than 12 million boxes of powdered milk from some 80 countries. And the firm's chief executive, Emmanuel Besnier, has broken his silence, denying to a French newspaper that Lactalis had tried to cover up the discovery of salmonella at a manufacturing plant. He also promised to compensate any families affected. Hundreds of lawsuits have been filed by families who say their children fell sick after eating the formula. Well, we've tried to speak to Lactalis, but no one was available. I've been speaking instead to Alison Lineker, who's from the International Baby Food Action Network. She's been campaigning on baby milk safety issues for 16 years. So, is this mass recall adequate or too little too late?
It's terribly patchwork. It's totally inadequate. I've been working on this with the network, International Baby Food Action Network, since 2002, and we've documented every case of contaminated powdered infant formula. And we've really campaigned for warnings on labels so that parents know that they have to be very careful when preparing and storing the product.
Will a recall like this work? I mean, 83 countries, it's going to be almost impossible to retrieve all those products, isn't it? I mean, I think even France struggled to get back lots of the boxes.
Absolutely. The three major supermarkets, they said, oh, well, our products, these products made their way back onto the shelves. So they've been selling them. In the Czech Republic, the government at first said, no, we have not received any imports of these products. And then they found out, yes, it was in a pharmacy, and yes, it was sold. So what we've got to do is have action, really, in every country. By the way, in 2005, the same manufacturer, Lactalis, they had another incident. It's not the first time it's happened. But what's different is now we have social media, and we have parents willing to go to court. And I think there's got to be public pressure on our authorities to take action, to mandate labels that warn that the product is not sterile and that it must be prepared very carefully to reduce the risk.
And what is that preparation then?
Well, the World Health Organization and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations have issued guidelines. And these guidelines state that to prepare powdered infant formula, the water must first be boiled and then cooled to no less than 70 degrees centigrade. At that temperature, you mix the powder and then cool it to feed to the baby. It's got to be 70 degrees centigrade because salmonella and a very dangerous bacteria called Chronobacter are heat resistant.
And how dangerous is salmonella for infants?
It causes vomiting, diarrhea, that can cause dehydration, high fever. Some of these babies in France had to be hospitalised. And anybody who's had a salmonella infection knows it takes a long time to get over.
And how does it survive in powder, though? This is what I think many people will find puzzling.
Yes, because the powder's not sterile. This is the point. Everybody thinks it's produced in a clinically sterile environment. No! The milk comes from the cow, and we all know which end of the cow it comes from. It goes to the factories. It is processed and pasteurised there first. But then it goes into huge evaporation towers, it's cooled, it's packed. Other ingredients are added that are not pasteurized, vitamins, probiotics. At every stage of the manufacturing process, there is a potential for contamination.
Alison Lineker from the International Baby Food Action Network. Alison's based in France. Well, in recent days, six French Islamist extremists who went